Maseches Nida Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Kol Hayad Hamar Belivdok Banoshim Mishubachas Uvanoshim Tikatzeitz. The more often a woman makes a bedika, the better off that is, because she's ensuring that anything that she's touching remains in its tahor status, so it's considered praiseworthy. Mishubachas Uvanoshim, but with men, if they're checking to make sure that they didn't have any shechva zera, any ejaculation, that is considered inappropriate, because any touching the male organ will lead to an arousal and is considered inappropriate. Women, the more bedikos they make, the more praiseworthy it is, according to the Mishnah. Chareshes v'hashota v'hasuma v'shenitrafa daita. These are women who are not capable of making a bedika on their own. A chareshes is a deaf mute. Ashota is a woman who's considered psychologically unstable. V'asuma, a blind person. Shenitra fadaita is a woman also considered psychologically unstable. The Gemara discusses the distinction between Ashota and Shenitra fadaita. So this, for all of these women, in Yeshlahem Pikchos, if they have women who are capable and psychologically stable, who are able to do a bediko on their behalf, then maskino sosan vehein ochos betruma, then those other stable women are able to do the bediko on behalf of the unstable women, and then the unstable women or the chareshes or the suma is able to vehein ochos betruma, and then they are able to eat truma. The Mishnah continues with a halacha that relates to the end of the previous parak, which is at the end of the previous parak, we learned that a woman who handles taharos is required to do a bedika before she cohabits with her husband. So the Mishnah continues, Derech Benos Yisrael, the way of Jewish women is Mishamshos Bishnei Idim. They cohabit with their husbands with two cloths. Echad lo. Ve'echad la, one cloth is for him to wipe himself his organ after they cohabit, and echad la, and one is for her to wipe her genitals after they cohabit. Hatsnuos, the extremely modest women, maskinos lahen shlishi, they use a third lesakinis habayis to cleanse themselves, to do a bedika internally before each cohabitation. So even if there are multiple cohabitations in one session or in one night, then they do a bedika before each cohabitation. Whereas the previous statement about Derech Benos Yisrael is just to make bedikos following the cohabitation, following the cohabitations of the night. Again, we previously learned that a woman should make a bedika before cohabiting. But the stringency of the tznios is to also do a bedika in between each cohabitation, not just one at the beginning of the night and one at the end of the night, but rather to do before each individual cohabitation. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The halacha then nimtza al shalo, if blood is found on his cloth, the one that he used to check his organ, tamayim v'chayavim korban, then they are considered tamayim, both he and her, v'chayavim korban, and they're both obligated in a korban chatas, because they cohabited together while she had a status of nida, albeit unintentionally, and therefore they bring a korban chatas for committing a sin unintentionally. Nimtza al shala osyom. If blood is found on her cloth, then it depends how soon after their cohabitation she checked her cloth. If it's osyom, if it's immediately, then tameim, the same halacha applies. They are both tameim v'chayavim korban, and they're both obligated in a korban chatas. Nimtza al shalah la'achar zman, if it's found on her cloth after a short while, and that will be defined in the next Mishnah, what the definition of a short while is, then temeim misafek, then it's pass outside chance that the blood came from somewhere else, but nonetheless we say tamei misafek, that they are both tamei out of uncertainty. Upturim mina korban, but because the tumah is only coming misafek, then they are exempt from bringing a korban chatas.